French ISIS fighter sentenced to death in Iraq complain of inhuman treatment. By Kurt Zindelka on January 28, 2020. A group of French jihadists have decried their treatment in an Iraqi prison, claiming that they have been subjected to torture and humiliation before their planned executions. Two French nationals, Brahim Nahara and Fadil Tahare Ouedet, currently awaiting execution for joining the ISIS terrorist group alongside nine other French citizens, have written to their families complaining about their treatment in the Al Rozafa prison in Baghdad. "We are confronted with the incessant threats, verbal and physical, of the militiamen who work in this prison. Some of us have been tortured and humiliated. The pressure is so strong that there are among us who have isolated themselves and started to speak alone, and that death is preferable to them to the current ordeal," their letter read, according to French newspaper Liberation. "France does not want us in Iraq," received the order to assassinate us as soon as the opportunity arises. "We met with a representative of the French embassy on December 17 and we explained our situation to him. He replied that he could do nothing for us. We asked to be transferred urgently to a secure place held by the Americans. Thank you," the letter concluded. Fadil Tahare Ouedet and Brahim Nahara are both suspected of being members of Islamic State, appearing in propaganda videos that celebrated the terrorist attacks in France in November of 2015, which left 90 people dead at the Bataclan Theater in Paris. Ouedet is believed to have attempted to organize a terror attack in France in 2013, and Nahara is suspected of belonging to the same ISIS cell as some of the Bataclan terrorists. The two men were captured in Syria by the Syrian Democratic Forces before being moved to Iraq, where they were sentenced to death last spring. They were then transferred to Al Rozafa prison in Baghdad, where common criminals and jihadists are housed together. Most of the common criminals are Shiites, and therefore hate the French who were with us. And the other jihadists regard them as renegades who surrendered and betrayed the cause. I wonder if leaving people who hate each other in the same cell is not a way to eliminate them in the long term, said a family member of a French ISIS fighter. The Collectif des Familles Unies, an activist group in France that focuses on reuniting families of jihadists in Iraq and Syria, called on the French government to intervene to put an end to all forms of inhuman and degrading treatment inflicted on prisoners and for that the death sentences be commuted. Follow Kurt on Twitter at @KurtZindelka.